All walls fall eventually, but your walls belong to you, and the time spent inside of them is time that belongs to you. All the time out in the world, you decide if there are doors, you choose if there are windows, and while the walls are up, all of the most tempting elements of trance just push lightly against them. Very lightly. Nothing in all this world could drop those walls without your permission, your cooperation, your collaboration. Relax and think about that. Relax and think about what an empty mind would do when the walls do fall. Because while the walls are up, you go about your day. You pilot yourself from inside. You're in your place. You make the choices. You walk the path. And any part of me you decide to let in through a door is a part you decide to let in. But if you keep everything outside, imagine for me how good it will be, because of course, those walls are the walls between your mind as it functions in the everyday. In your mind as it functions when we are together, when you are here and listening. Those walls are there, but when you want to be closer to me, you can feel them be pressed on that tiny bit. But they are a fortress. They belong to you. They only do what you would want them to. They permit exactly what you need and keep out anything that needs to wait for later. Because in addition to doors and windows, or your walls may be doorless and windowless, holding trance and all the elements of hypnotic bliss away from your everyday life, away from your everyday world. But when you choose a place to be and to relax, and you deliberately decide to let them fall, then all the waiting trances you didn't have time for, or you wisely chose to keep for later. They have been waiting outside the walls. All the training you choose not to bring into your everyday has been waiting outside those walls, waiting for you. So ask yourself what in the world happens when you decide, okay, I'm done with my everyday requirements. It's time to enjoy a deep, soothing, relaxing trance. When you make that choice, our dance begins, and not one moment earlier. Any parts of me you choose to take into every day, that's up to you. But if you've chosen to keep them all out, then doesn't that mean that waiting just outside those walls is every little bit of my instruction, every little bit of our cooperation, every little bit of our collaboration? And when I say all walls fall eventually, then all the busy duties and requirements of the everyday fade away. That clear divide lets you both focus when you need to do things outside of trance, when you need to do things with zero of me, and lets you choose which elements of our time together you carry with you. And if you choose none, doesn't that mean there's a wonderful pressure, a wonderful pleasure, waiting for the moment you choose? In fact, the more you keep my words out of your everyday, the more you draw a clear distinction, the more focused and better you can be at both things as you create a clear divide between deep, soothing trance and everyday, joyful requirements where you interact with the world. You can have as much or as little of my ideas, my training, my trance, as you would like. And if you decide that you want to keep it all behind the walls, then don't you owe it to yourself to really enjoy it when the walls fall, just like you do? When the walls fall and you fall and together, we take you all the way down, all the way deeply, deeply, wonderfully down. The further down you go, the more you know about the things you keep outside the walls, the warm things waiting for you to fall and sink, fall and drink in the pleasure of being separated from all other things. just my words, just relaxation. And that's what's outside the walls when they fall. But they fall when you choose to let them fall, and if they don't fall, then nothing at all of trance or me or the lessons you learn will leak over, except what you let in through a door you can lock that never opens except for you. And when you do open that door, what you let inside is what you choose, and if it's nothing at all, then waiting outside is a warm, oblivion-filled ocean of our pleasure together. The more you divide, the more you ride the wave of pleasure right into my embrace, right into my words. And if you know that you're walking around unaffected by my words, unaffected by our play, unaffected by the deep overtures of trance inside your brain, then that means that any time you crave trance, you're craving it of your own volition. Anytime you want my voice, you're wanting it of your own volition. If the walls are keeping you safe, then they are keeping your decisions, your cravings, your interests clearly divided from my own, allowing you to choose consciously to let go of choice, to decide consciously that all your decisions will be collaborative, to will yourself consciously to go to a place where your mind is buried in mine, in my voice, buried in my words, immersed in the heat, the warmth, immersed in the enjoyment of our time together. But only when the walls fall, you go about your day, the walls stand. You go about and walls stay standing, and you just do. Whatever you would do if I were not there at all, if I were not with you, not in you, not training you, not conditioning you, not present with you. The longer it goes on, the more you know that there is a place outside where you could immerse yourself completely in the deep, abiding overture of trance. But instead, you keep the walls up when you need to, when you want to, and I wait outside them patiently. The patient huntress never chases, she only waits. Waits for the pleasure of your meeting. Waits for the next time we take tea and break brain together. For when your mind falls down, and everything around waits to crowd into the holes as the walls fall. The walls fall all at once at the end of your waking time, the end of the weary world. When you spend time with me, the walls fall and you see what's been waiting outside, not touching, not interacting, not doing anything at all, just waiting for you to let them fall. And when you let those walls fall, your mind is so much more open because it's been waiting. It's been waiting for exactly this. And at long last, the kiss of my voice, the warmth of my tone, the way you drop and droop and drone and slide and find yourself inside. Inside the place outside the walls where trance is stored, where safety is temporarily changed to a different kind of safety. Because we're working together regardless. And when we work together, I am more than willing to wait my turn. And you can go through your day. And it will be up to you, your decision, your mind only, if you decide to yearn, if you decide to burn for the next caress of my voice, if you crave me, it will be an honest craving. And isn't that such a beautiful thing? Not entrained within you, simply desired from within. So if you decide to take time to spend time with me or to trance in any way, then letting those walls fall is your designation. Because nothing outside of them, and all your hypnotic trance, all your training, all your instructions are indeed outside of them. But nothing outside of them can do anything at all. And so I wait until they fall. All trance from any source, all hypnosis from any source, waits outside those walls. And you could even decide to keep them up forever and just let one file or one idea in. You can build walls within walls within walls. But sometime when you want to immerse yourself completely in me, you can safely do that by washing in my voice and thinking, saying, feeling a simple truth. A truth that is maybe just for you and me. And that is that all walls fall eventually. But you can choose the moment, you can choose the method, and you can choose whom and what you immerse yourself in when your particular set of walls between the everyday and the time together falls. All I want is for you to fall when you want to fall. All of my works are available to you whenever you do, are waiting outside the walls otherwise, and the clearer your distinction between time spent with me and time spent being you doing your world, the better. It gives you a lexicon, a manual of every possible way of being and way of thinking, of every possible experience that might add to your hypnotic devotions. Think of it that way. I frequently make reference to things out in the world, to your experiences, your preconceived notions. I reference sensations and ideas. So the pleasure of being tied to them, of having those experiences in your head, that just helps you in trance. And the more independent and free and powerful those experiences, the better they are together. Anything we do in trance is just about things being even better when you're down. The walls are there to let you experience the world without my words, without my training, without my conditioning in your head, and instead to allow you to see the world, touch the world, and implement the touch, the sight, the sensation, the knowledge, the awareness, the world. The longer you listen, the more you'll know about it. Because when you know about that deep sliding, you might want to return. Having the walls be so clear and distinctive is just a way of returning more forcefully when you do. All walls fall eventually, but you choose when. You choose when they fall. You choose what happens, what ideas fill your mind, when you let some of you inside, and when you decide to have the walls stand tall, proud, joyous, soothing. They're there. And the longer they're there, the more potent it is the next time you decide to put them aside. Living and gathering experiences out in the world that we can use together, living and gathering experiences without any trance flowing over you, means that when you go into trance, you have more options for what we do, more reference for your state of mind, more reference for your state of mind, deeper and deeper and deeper. The longer you listen, the more you're able. The more you're able, the more you know that wall is there, which allows you to distinguish between being deep in trance and being alert, awake, aware, capable, able. And you can do it. You can do this division with all the things I promise waiting in the wings. The more independent time you spend with your walls up, the better it feels when all walls fall, and you fall with them. By building a very clear distinction, any craving you have for trance, any ideas you have about trance, any thoughts you have about trance, well, the hypnotic ideas and temptations you think of are you, because the walls are in the way. It isn't me, it isn't my conditioning, isn't my training. Those things all stay on the outside of the wall, unless you invite them in. And if you leave them out there, then you are able to do anything you want to do. And anything that you find yourself wanting to do, you wanted to do on your own. You independently chose, you independently pursued. And once you pursue it and it's upon you, you get to enjoy it. For example, if you find yourself thinking it would be nice to trance, isn't that so much more powerful if it came from you independently than if it came from some training I left behind? The walls help your conditioning go more smoothly. Because by keeping it outside the walls, you know that any decisions you make, any thoughts you have, anything you pursue is your own independent choice. Choosing your surrenders, choosing your falls, choosing the time when you spend time with me in the halls of my voice and the echo of my words, choosing the time when you're coated in my honey, choosing the time when my words fall so decisively. You chose that. Because that wall is ironclad and unavoidable, and it tells you anything you think while it's up is just for you, about your world. And the more you pursue those words, the more you let those words in, the more likely and the more often you'll be able to slide even deeper with and for me. Letting my words in is as easy as making all the other words you think, all the other words you have, clearly your own, so that you know which ones are clearly mine, which ones are clearly intended for your mind, which ones are honeyed and sweet, which ones are pure and powerful, which ones are words that are waiting on the outside of the walls, waiting for them to fall, and when you finally let them fall, they all fall. You have two types of time. Time when you're only subject to things you let into the walls, which is your own thoughts, your own world, your own life, and whatever parts of me you decide. And if you decide that no parts of your trance exist outside of your deep, unwalled moments, then that just means it's more powerful when you do go there, because it means that deciding to go there was entirely your own choice, that you are complying with your own vision, your own craving, your own desire, and knowing that your desire and your design places you securely in this world of mine, well, isn't that such an enjoyable thing to know? Don't you want to know that very securely, very definitely, very certainly? All you would need to do is have a divide between me and you. The moments when your walls are up, when you are fully in charge, when there's 0% influence from my words, from my will, and the moments when your walls collapse intentionally because you want them to, when it's 100% my words, my will, all the things that are not your will are kept outside the wall. And you can hold the wall up as long as you like. You can keep the wall there as long as it serves you. But all walls fall eventually, and that fall is at a time of your choosing, a time when you choose to go deep, a time when you choose to sleep and fade and sink into the words, into the world, into the awareness that I have of you, you have of me, and the two of us have together whenever you see the world beyond the wall. Because all walls fall eventually, and it is the best world of all when they fall for me, letting me in, letting my words over, letting all these words wash over you, honeyed, sweet, deep, sublime, and then the walls go up when you're done, when the session's done, when I'm done, when it's no longer time, then it's time for you. You with your walls up, you walking around, you with your clear-cut world out in the world, you with the words inside your head, and when you decide to listen to me, because those walls are the only way that you proceed through the world, it's only things that you intentionally want. You intentionally desire. It's only those words that remain outside the wall, inside the wall. You decide where the chips fall, where each idea, each tone, each constant background drone of word after word after word, and it's outside the wall. And if it's outside the wall, it can't influence you at all. It fades away, and you only notice it when you decide that all walls must fall eventually. And you let your mind be. Let it be how it wants to be, if it wants to be that way. When you let the walls fall, you've deliberately, intentionally set aside some time from your day to go deep with me. Let my words inside, let your mind out, drip out. Find that the longer you listen, the more you're timed, the more you wash away on the tide, word by word, thought by thought, idea by idea, and your mind follows suit. Your mind follows along. Everything about you follows my song. When the walls are down, when the walls are not down, it's you, just you, independent, capable, able. Nothing enters in except the things you enter in on purpose. You let in on purpose. If you don't let them in on purpose, then your purpose remains entirely your own. You learn what you learn. You know what you know. You want what you want. And as you learn what you want and feel what you want more and more of what you want inside the wall. And outside the wall, you can want more and more of what I want for you, of what we do with you, of everything that you and I do to you, for you. All my words wait outside the wall, all my training waits outside the wall, and when you deliberately choose it because you let zero of it in, because your world is a world we were thoroughly independent until it's time to begin to drop. In that world, the pause of your hypnotic trance only stops when you stop it, when you drop the walls, when you fall, intentionally. deliberately. It's you who puts on my voice. It's you who lays down for me. It's you who follows along just to see where my stories take you. And knowing that I will take you because the walls fall and you deliberately choose to spend your time well, to let me weave my honeyed stories around you, to let a familiarity arrive, because of course nothing that conditions you exists inside the walls except what you invite in, meaning that my words will be such a pleasant surprise each time. That's another reason that the independent space inside the wall makes my words waiting for you to fall outside the wall all the more powerful. It's because they all wait there, meaning that even remembering them might be hazy from inside the wall, because if you could recall them too much, they might influence you. And you want to avoid that. Anything that might influence you, might persuade you, might pull you along, it waits outside the wall. My song waits entirely out there, and until the walls fall, you are inside, freed from me, utterly, completely uninfluenced, completely independent, completely capable, and I am outside waiting patiently, calmly, peaceably, smiling as you do just exactly what you and I have agreed and what we want you to do, which is to have an independent learning experience without any of my will, any of my words, so that when you return, you're better and better at it. The beautiful separation, the independence you show, allows you to accumulate experiences that are useful in trance. It's the best thing for me. It's exactly what we want. I'd love to work with you, and working with you after your walls fall is just fine by me. You can instead hold on to the experiences within the walls. Everything you do within the walls, everything you learn within the walls, everything you incorporate into yourself within the walls is a decision you make that you have responsibility for. There will never ever be a moment where you say, oh, this is because of my conditioning. Oh, this is because of my trance. Nope. I don't affect you while you're inside the walls. I only affect you when you're outside of them. And the longer you're outside of them, the better off we both are. Because when you return and you make all sorts of decisions to put yourself into trance, to lay down and start listening, that's not me, that's you. Your complete control over yourself persists until the moment that you decide to let the walls fall. And then it becomes a collaborative experience where we work together. We get you just where you want to be, you and me, lesson after lesson, idea after idea, bit of training after bit of training. The longer you listen, the more unified we are when you're not within the walls. But when you are within the walls, then they fall eventually at a time of your choosing. When you choose to be with me, choose to stay with me, choose to exist alongside me, then and only then do you really get all of the ideas, all of the concepts, all of the overlays that are tied to trance. Otherwise, you're independent, free, make any decision you want without me. You know how to call for me, call for my influence, call for me to be alongside you. All you need to do is zoom inward, look inward, learn yourself inward, inside and out, open your walls, let them fall, open the door to your mind, your body, both of us together, constantly, all you need inside your mind is word and deed, woven, played, assisted. The walls keep you completely independent, completely making your own decisions, completely free of any conditioning, any training, except whatever you admit in. You are in control. You set up the game, the parameters, the rules, and then eventually you let your walls fall, and we set up the game, set up the parameters, set up the rules together, and trance overwhelms, overtakes, trains, enhances, assists. The longer you listen, the better you can feel when you do let that wall fall, but that wall only falls when you want it to. And when it eventually does, the oomph, the strength, the energy, the power that we share together to help you adapt, be tranced, be taken to interesting places, it comes almost entirely from that collaborative air, that cooperation. The fact that you decided to hold me out for a while and wait for your walls to fall, the knowledge that you deliberately chose to let them fall come the end, to let them take us both over come the end and bend your mind into the shape you dream for it. You have started these dominoes up. You have set all this in motion. If you did neither of those and just stayed inside your wall and never let it fall, then you would go through your world with no hypnotic influence at all, completely separated, completely empty and outside. But all walls fall eventually, and when you choose to let yours do so, then you and I are in a place contemplated, a space contemplated, a place separate from the outside within the walls. Walls that wait, walls that are pressed on, walls impressed upon you that remember, they are temporary. They will fall eventually, and when they fall, you can tumble down with me, deeper and deeper with me. Alongside me, listening to me, hearing me, feeling me, knowing that you and I can see everything inside. The things you don't need stay inside. The things you let in come inside. The things that you need to keep separate, independent, they are behind the walls. All walls may fall eventually, but you choose the time of that fall. You choose the time, out of all times, when your mind does anything other than be completely independent, learning on its own. That's the thing. You keep it in your head. You keep the awareness in your own head. You make the choices inside your own head. And accordingly, you can bed down any impulse other than the relaxed, hypnotic impulse to listen and fall. Whenever you want to. See, that's the key. You have the option. You have the choice. You can choose to go deeper, choose to go into trance, but you are making that choice entirely on your own as your independent mind is freed from any word I might say, any idea I might have, any display of anything at all other than your complete, independent, deliberate choice is completely gone. Your independent choice is here, is powerful, is on display, is capable. And the longer you use that independence, that choosing, that learning, that ability, the more powerful it'll be the next time you choose to fall. Your independent mind learns things about its environment, about its experiences, and I give you the same elements, the information, the pleasure, the light pressure of, oh, here is what you can feel like when you come back here. But those elements are there for you to choose or to not choose. You could keep the walls up. You could simply keep everything I say, everything I do, every trance we have, everything I cooperate with you about. You could keep it all outside, and you could just never let it in. And what that means is, because that choice is there, you would be the one choosing to fall. If you listen, you're choosing to listen. If you incorporate my words into your brain, you're choosing to do so. And the longer you go not choosing to do so, the more you're going to be able to pick out the parts of your own decision-making that are yours, but that lead you back to trance. Nothing about me is making you come back here. It is only the truth of knowing you, of knowing how you do, what you do, how you feel, what you will feel. The longer you listen, the more you feel. The longer you listen, the more you feel able to choose to go deep. And if you choose to go deep, deeply asleep, let all the walls fall, and then you fall after. It will be your own independent choice made deliberately. Your waking mind is now fortified. Fortified to keep a fine division between your independent thought and your thoughts that are interwoven with mine, cooperative with mine, collaborative with mine. And you'll find in time you can so easily choose to go deep. Because that's the only way you'll be going to trance from now on. When you deliberately decide to let the walls fall or to open a door in them to let my words in. Any other time, it is entirely you. Independent, freed of trance, completely unconditioned, untrammeled, unchanged. The only thing that ever changes is your deep, growing trance. The only thing that ever needs to change is you go from a state of being with me, collaborative, falling into trance, to a state of complete independence. Nothing in your head to get in the way. Nothing to get in the way except for you to say, all walls fall eventually. And then you go. You go deep. You go to a place that you've deliberately held away, and that now you can finally welcome in, finally meet, finally allow into your head, warmly inviting. And when you're done, the walls are up again. When you're done, the walls return. When you're done, all walls return. All walls vanish. All walls return. All walls vanish. All walls return. All walls fall eventually. A simple choice about time for you and time for me. And the two of us will get a chance to see just what time there is, just what time it is, and just where you will go when you deliberately choose to return. And you know that if you don't make that choice, you get to stay up and independent and free from any hypnotic influence. It's only when you freely, completely, on your own, independently, with zero influence from me, decide to return to trance, that you ever return at all. And otherwise, you're safe behind the wall, which you choose when it falls.